I'm Alexis Monroe, and
I'm the mystery host.
This is our mystery host that you guys haven't named yet, so we really need to work on that.
And this is our show, My Friend is a Porn Star.
That's me.
Yeah, it's definitely not me, folks. What you drinking? Oh, truly.
Well, I had a margarita earlier today, and I figured if I kept up with those all day, it was probably going to end not well for me.
Right.
So yeah. I switched to something a little less hardcore.
I am drinking sort of a margarita. It's my favorite tequila, Casamigos, with silver tequila and pineapple juice and lime. A little simple syrup.
I'm a lime fan myself. I'm drinking a pineapple, truly.
Oh, then we're on the same page.
We're festive.
We are, and we're on the same page, like normal. I think we're pretty good.
Like always.
So let's talk about quarantine. What did you do this week to cope? Anything new?
No, I hate quarantine, and it's awful. Well, the end.
Your experience is definitely different than mine. I've been ordering HelloFresh and I love it so much.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Then I don't have to go to the store.
I'm pretty sure I've eaten pizza 3 times this week.
Oh God. Okay. She has a magic metabolism.
No, I just got a fat ass. That's
what I got. You don't stop it.
Tell that to my twerking video.
So before we started recording, you said, what did you say that you got off a Skype call?
Oh yeah. So I used to do Skype calls all the time, and, Skype kind of started cracking down on us a little bit because they don't really condone having sex on their network since they're owned by Microsoft. So I don't know. I think
fucking
fans,
creeps.
Yeah,
fucking creeps. They're just sitting there staring at it.
Yeah. I don't know how they know, but I got scared because I didn't want them to shut down my Skype. Mm-hmm. So I kind of stopped Skyping for a while, but I'm slowly working back into it. My website has an online store, shop.alexismonroe.com. Mm-hmm. You can order a Skype from me there. I'll twiddle my beans and make you jizz all over me somewhere.
All right. I wouldn't be good at that. We talked about this earlier. I asked her, I said, do you think I could do what you do? I mean, technically I could, but I think where it comes down to it is, would I be good at it? And no, I would not be fucking terrible at this.
I think the reason why I like it so much is because I'm really bossy and I really like telling people what to do. So being able to basically tell you how to come is like a win-win for me. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I mean, cool.
You're like, go, God.
Cool shit.
All right. So what is today's topic? What are we going to chat about?
Yeah. So this is always a surprise to her because I like it being more candid and she doesn't know what I'm going to say. So I thought we'd do something a little bit different. Since we talk a lot about sex and life and all the things in between, I noticed last episode I definitely had some things to get off my chest about lesbians. And I'm thinking maybe every episode or every other episode, whatever, we could just play it by ear since we don't really have a script. I could do sort of like a Tales from the Lesbian Crypt. So I have a story to share with you.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Story so, time for our mystery host.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
It doesn't have to do with sex, but it does have to do with lesbians. So the other day, I'm walking in my neighborhood, which is new, fairly new to me. I just moved in a couple months ago, and I see a new neighbor that I wave across the street to, and he had just moved in as well. So we're social distancing, sort of introducing ourselves. And he goes, hey, are you one of the softball players that moved in around the corner? You know, the softball player couple?
I can almost just see the smoke coming out of your ears, like, not all lesbians are fucking softball players.
Yeah. Also, I don't have a ponytail, so, or a visor on. So it's a dead giveaway that I'm not a softball player. I was like, no, that's not me. I just live alone around the corner from you. He's actually a really nice guy, and I gave him shit for it later, but so that's my lesbian tale. Good times.
That's a good one. I like that, as she chugs her tequila.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're alcoholics, really.
Yes, just at night.
We did a morning show once. You were sober.
I was. You were hungover.
So. I was dying slowly.
Yeah. So let's talk about strip clubs. I think my there's favorite. I know. My favorite.
I miss
too.
Them so much. I swear I'm gonna be the most ratchet of hoes when I go back.
Are you gonna be a ratchet hoe? Get out of here.
Like the first time that I'm allowed to be in a strip club, I'm gonna go buck wild. And I'd be like, you wanna smell my butthole? Can I give you some pink eye for breakfast?
You know someone will pay extra for that. I know. Absolutely.
Let me snail trail your jeans.
Ew.
I've done that many a times, to be truthful. I don't know why. I just, as soon as I start drinking, my vagina is like Niagara Falls. It's like, hello.
Is that your calling card? You just leave a snail trail.
Well, I ask first sometimes, I guess.
They probably never wash their jeans and smell it for a year.
Well, because a lot of strip clubs aren't fully nude, but when they are fully nude, it's kind of like hard when you're really wet and you have to sit on their lap because you're like, I don't want them to think I peed. Also, I don't want them to think it's blood because they're fucked up and they don't know anything. So I just am like, do you want me to snail trail you? Because that's what's going to happen.
I'm sure they don't mind.
It's they're a good conversation a starter. Yeah.
So that being said, this was something I didn't really understand when you first told me that you go to strip clubs for promo purposes. And I think a lot of people are confused about it too. So I think it's kind of a cool topic. So you and other adult film stars do a lot of appearances at strip clubs. And I guess I don't get it. I mean, do you just show up and then they promote it and then, you know, everyone's clamoring to get a dance from a porn star? Is that kind of what goes on?
So kind of. So basically the clubs hire adult film stars, athletes, famous people to attract guests to the club. Obviously, when we're brought there, it's because we're in porn, and stripping and porn kind of go hand in hand. So normally we'll do like a performance on stage. Sometimes we won't. Sometimes it'll just be like a meet and greet. That doesn't happen very often. It's usually like grand openings or holidays that they do that. But usually we do a stage performance. So we get on stage and do some sort of fire act or wax or candles or
fire act?
Love making. I don't know. Let me just grind on this pole.
Is this a new
we're basically
thing?
Like
you have a fire. Can you throw the fire wands in the air? Is this something I didn't know about you?
I cannot. No, I'd probably catch my hair on fire because I drink too much tequila to be playing with fire. However, there are some very talented ladies out there who can, and there's just a wide variety of us. I think that's what makes us the most unique, is because, yes, we suck dick, and yes, we do DPs, but we can also throw fire batons and do silks and do pole tricks. And sometimes we can shoot ping pong balls out of our pussies and the crowd catches it and goes wild. So you never really know what you're going to get, mm-hmm. But I am not one of those talented people. So
my vagina can't do any of those things. So congratulations.
I think the majority of the clubs that I dance in are pretty vanilla, so they don't let us do anything crazy, but we do a few songs, and then we do pictures. We sell merchandise like DVDs, 8x10s, dirty panties, shoes, and then we do VIP rooms.
How much does a pair of dirty panties sell for?
I sell mine for 50, unless I'm running like some sort of sale because I've got
a
lot of squirt panties or something.
Oh my God. It's like the Macy's of dirty panties.
Yes.
We're having a sale.
When I moved from Vegas, I had so many fucking clothes. So I did like a custom sale where like if you bought a custom video, I would send you the lingerie that I wore in it just so that I could get rid of shit. And I think I probably had like 100 customs to film. And I could not walk for like a week after I did all those. I'm like, everything hurts. So you're telling me you wouldn't buy a pair of panties for $50?
No.
Hmm.
Especially not dirty ones.
What kind of lesbian are you?
I don't know. Do you know a lot of lesbians that buy your panties? Has any lesbian ever bought your panties? Shut up.
Many times.
Who are they? I know them because we all know each other. What's their name?
I cannot disclose that information. But yeah, actually, I've had quite a few women. A lot of women buy it because they and their partner like to play with them during sex. So that happens a lot. I've had some really interesting conversations in strip clubs about that, actually. But strip clubs are so much fun. It's my favorite part about my job because I used to travel every single weekend and I would be in a different state every week and I would go somewhere new. And I feel like for 6 years that continued on. And so I have quite a few experiences in strip clubs. And I think it's really my favorite part about myself.
Stop it. I know it's your calves.
Such sexual calves.
So what if you can't dance? Are there porn stars that can't dance very well?
Yes.
Have you seen one?
I want a name drop so hard. But I will just explain the situation. One time we were doing, so we have like conventions and stuff where we have like Exotica or Night Moves or AVN or like whatever the event might be where multiple girls dance at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we kind of go like one right after the other. Well, this happened to be one of those times. And I literally watched a girl take the microphone from the DJ and shove it all the way down her throat as her quote unquote act. And she did not dance. She did not move. She literally cat crawled across the stage with a dirty fucking microphone down her throat.
Oh, gross.
Well, and the DJ was not happy because he's like,
what the fuck? Probably expensive microphone. Yeah.
But I can't even imagine how filthy that thing was.
So that was her dance.
That was her.
Cool.
That was her thing. I don't know. I guess we all have our niches.
But you're a good dancer, right?
I'm a good dancer, yeah.
Okay. I've never seen you dance, but...
You probably never will. I think your eyes would catch on fire.
Probably. I couldn't go into church after. Still can't right now, so I guess it doesn't matter. Mm-mm. We're both going to hell. I'm driving the bus.
All right.
You know it'll be a good time.
I'll be drunk when I'm back. Bring back tequila!
Well, based on all the rules to try to get into heaven, I don't know if I want to go there. It sounds like a fucking boring time.
I mean, all of our friends aren't going to be there, so why would we want to go? True.
I know like one person and they're really boring. Okay, so how many times has somebody asked you for a sexual act in exchange for money at a strip club? I know it happens. They have zero idea how to tell the difference between you and a hooker.
I know. Well, and to be quite honest, the majority of us are both. And so it happens really, really, really frequently. And I think it's just about their delivery on what my response is. So there's a lot of guys who are like, I was wondering if you could sit on my dick.
Oh, what an idiot.
And you're like, what?
You saying you want to sit on my dick?
I'm like, sure, let me grind it around and turn this into a merry-go-round. Hey. Oh, but I still have pants on, sucker.
She just closed her thighs real tight.
No, I just literally just bounce up and down. I'm like, boing, 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 boing.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, try to get hard now, you fuck. But then you get the other guys that are just so fucking ratchet awful. They're like, so can I just bend you over and pull your hair and make you my dirty, filthy horn come all over your face for $300?
Wow.
And you're like, goodbye, asshole. Get out.
Well, and I wish I could be there as sort of your representative and just say, I'm sorry, do you know how much money she actually makes? You just completely lowballed her. And that is offensive.
Please. Well, I just look at it and I'm like, oh man, I don't know. I mean, there is a type of person for everyone. I am just a very fortunate human being that I'm basically married to God. So I just don't find that typically in strip clubs.
And I'm sorry, what? You're married to God? What does that mean?
To a Greek God.
Oh, you know, when you say that, that's what nuns say, right? I was a little confused.
I'm celibate. I don't have sex. Here's the other one. I'm a virgin. Will you please take my virginity?
There's actual proof that that's not true.
Oh my God. It's a thing. No, guys will always message me on like Twitter or when I was sexting on my texting app. They would be like, I've never had sex before. What's it like?
What?
And I just don't even know where to start with that.
Yeah, like, that's... Oh,
how do you explain sex to a virgin? That's the only thing I can't do. I'm really bad at it.
Really?
I just can't explain sex to a virgin. I think I'm too vile. They're like, yeah, whoa.
Probably.
I'm too damaged.
They're like, you're probably telling them you're going to ram their asshole. Have you ever done that?
What, rammed an asshole? Oh, have you ever... I'm really good at pegging.
So what really good at why did that happen? What, tell me this story, because I'm fascinated by this. I know some guys like it, but.
Well, so when I first got into the industry, there was like this website, and that's all they did is they had trannies. Because then when I got in many years ago, trannies were not as accepted as they are now. So for like really beautiful women that had a dick to get fucked on a movie, it had to be like another really hot girl. Well, I didn't get that lucky. I didn't get to have sex with a hot girl. I got to have sex with just a regular man, and I got to rape his butthole, and it was awesome. And he...
Wait, did he think it was awesome?
He said thank you after.
Wow.
We took a selfie.
How big is your dick?
So it was really kind of funny because the way that they do it is like they let the guys pick them out. So they get to pick out the dick that you use and they help you put your strap on. And I was probably one of the only females that had actually had experience using a strap on before because I was fascinated with like it, I guess, having at an earlier age. Okay. Well, I just thought it was really interesting, except for it feels fucking terrible. So I wanted to kind of like figure out how to make it not feel terrible. So I think that's why I was so obsessed feels terrible? With it. I just don't think that strap-on sex for me personally feels good on the receiving end. So I wanted to be really good at it to like deliver it in a way that was like very good for that person. Well, so I practiced a lot.
We went over this last episode. You're not a lesbian unless you probably were going to marry Ellen and buy a house with her, but you guys still wouldn't have sex. So
that's 100% a fact.
So if you're not into it.
I think pegging is probably one of my favorite things about being a dominatrix, because I feel like men are this, they just compose themselves like this big masculine personality. And then when they get into that situation, you can almost just see all their stress like melt off. And it's so cool as you know, a dom for me to do that. And I've had many, many, many submissive slaves in my career and my, I guess, content world that they, it's just their favorite thing in the whole world. So when I worked for Femdom Empire, I shot a lot of pegging videos for them. And I don't think Fluffy will mind if I use his name, but he is probably one of my favorite slaves that I've ever worked with my whole career, because he is just so genuine and kind. He's like, okay, so I like this and you could do that. And he's just very, like, he loves it. He loves it. And I have literally picked up his ball sack with like shears as fingernails. And I have like spike rolled his balls and I have tied him up in saran wrap and suffocated him in chastity.
Wow.
These are some of my favorite things.
Wow. Okay.
So yes.
Well, that, I think we can dive into the psychological background of that in a different episode. That's like a whole episode.
She's mind blown. She's like, excuse me.
Okay, what? But I think that ass play for men, I think most like it, they're just so afraid of being called gay or thinking it's gay, you know? And it's not a big, it's just an erogenous zone like anything else. I think everyone just needs to get over it. Just because you like it in the butt doesn't mean you're fucking gay.
Well, and I mean, I really haven't met a single man in my life who has been so closed off to the idea. Like almost every guy that I've ever talked to has admitted that they have tried it at least once.
Yeah.
And the majority of men that have tried it and said that they liked it and they were able to come from it. So it's really kind of silly to think that it's not an enjoyable thing. Yeah. That's why you have a prostate.
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't put this magical button in your asshole if you weren't supposed to touch it.
Sure. I mean, that makes sense.
It's a fact.
Okay. So going back to the prostitute thing, you're saying a lot of either strippers or adult film stars will totally do stuff for money.
Yep.
All right.
I mean, it's like, it's a very lucrative business because you make...
Is this like go home with the person or is it in the strip club, a handy, a blowy? Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of women that are at the stature in which I am at in the business have prior arrangements to meet them at another location or, you know, not in a filthy strip club. But I would be completely fucking lying if I told you that some girls don't just suck dick and swallow loads in the back room. And,
right.
You know, they enjoy that. But again, I don't kink shame. You want to suck the dick? By all means, suck the dick.
Do you think they really enjoy it? Or do you think?
Yes. Actually, the girls that I know that have done it, I really do think that they do enjoy that.
Or do they enjoy the money?
No, it's not even like it's that great of money. I just feel like they just enjoy the thrill of being in public and being caught and like being with a stranger.
So it's not sucking dick. It's like a whole nother...
I think it's just a whole different psychological thing. Like
taboo.
It's very taboo. It's very, you know, oh, I'm not supposed to do this.
Gotcha.
And I think because of that, guys don't, you know, last very long. So it's kind of like it's a quickie. Sorry, men out there who can. I called your bluff.
Well, I guess the goal really, though, is when you're getting a blowy in the back room is not to last long. So,
well, I feel like it's just literally trying to come. So whatever. I've definitely had men cream their jeans while getting a lap dance. Oh, so boy. I can't imagine pull it together, having someone's man. Mouth.
God. I don't know. I've been super horny at times in my life, but I've just never jizzed myself. Is it different for women? Maybe, I guess. If your dick's, if my dick's not being rubbed because I don't have one, but like, I don't know.
Can women completely just
blow their load? I don't.
Yeah. I don't. I mean, maybe if they're on drugs,
maybe
like maybe if they have ecstasy and someone touches their elbow and they're like, oh my God.
Sure.
Oh my God. I've definitely pet the furry walls before.
I have a friend that's super horny all the time. She was like, do you think I'm do you think I'm weird? And I'm like, no, you're just horny all the time. I mean, hey, I went through that stage.
Yeah, everyone goes through that stage. Yeah. I was really fortunate that that happened to me right when I got into porn. So I was like, sure, I'll have sex every single day, twice a day. This is great.
I mean, when I was, I don't know, I would say mid 20s.
Same.
Yeah, it was out of control. I mean, all I cared about was, I mean, I didn't want to have sex with an ugly chick. I didn't go that far, but I had standards. But
I had none.
I totally would whack off, I don't know, 6 times a day.
It's a thing, I'm telling you. Yeah. Hormones were crazy.
I'd rather eat a Doritos package, an entire one, huge family size. Just if I had that and beer. I know I'm making myself sound fat. I'm not. I'm in generally good shape. But if I had a choice between the bullshit sex comes with and eating whatever I wanted, I would choose eating whatever I wanted.
I feel like that's me 6 days a week. And then the one day I'm pretty much like, I will fucking stab you if you do not fuck me really good right now.
Wow.
And then I'm like, okay, I'm back to eating.
Well, maybe I'm out of practice. I don't have anybody around to do that. So it's, you know, one of those things.
And I feel like once you kind of like get started, once you've had sex, all of a sudden your brain is like, I need more sex.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of one of those things. Once you start doing it,
all of a sudden, then you're starting to crave it and you're thinking about it all the time. And then you have cum coming out of your pussy and you're like, wow.
Well, that doesn't happen to me, but yep. Mm-hmm, I know what you're getting at. Yeah.
I'm going to send you a leaky cream pie picture one day.
Fucking gross. Don't. So gross.
I was at the gym one time and I was wearing gray leggings and I did not realize that my cream pie had leaked out onto my pants and I was like doing squats and was looking at me and he was like, you have a... Oh, what spot there?
So you have to put $10 in the jar.
I am.
You're gonna be paying for all of our. I have to bleep that out. God. You're the worst.
God. Someone has to fuck up, or we'll never have money to pay for our needs.
True. When you guys are out here, I'm excited because we can do this in person. You'll have to bring your mic. And get all set up.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it. It's all confirmed so far. Nothing has been canceled.
Yeah, it looks like things are opening up. We just got a notification today that Texas is allowing 25% occupancy of all businesses. So,
oh, good. So that means we can go to sushi still.
Yeah.
Yep. And we got our fancy face masks. Do you want to hear this, the most amazing story ever?
Well, obviously, no one's going to say no to that.
Okay, so we're in a fucking pandemic, right? Everyone is being fucking greedy, going and buying all the toilet paper, all the fucking face masks, all the fucking hand sanitizer. You guys are shitiots, and you got to stop fucking overbuying bullshit. Okay, first of all. Because people like me who don't plan ahead have nothing. And then I pretty much have to go and stab you to get a fucking hand sanitizer. And it's bullshit. So yesterday, we are waiting for the mail to arrive. And we had ordered these face masks like a month ago when everything first started. And they're, you know, the cool ones with the filter. And they're all like all approved, whatever, fancy bullshit. Well, it says it got delivered. Well, our package did not get delivered, so we had to chase down the mailman only to find out that they had put all three of our face masks in the wrong fucking mailboxes. Not even in one wrong mailbox. Three different packages and three different wrong fucking mailboxes. So we get home, open them, not our face masks. They're not our face masks. Our face masks were still missing. So clearly, I'm throwing a tantrum.
So do you remember 5 minutes ago when you said you had the most amazing story?
I'm getting there.
Was okay. that okay? Just checking that wasn't there. It.
Shut up. I'm trying. I'm moving it along. Stop interrupting. Fuck. I'm throwing a goddamn tantrum and I'm chugging tequila. And here comes my fucking neighbor. And they come over and they're like, hey, we ordered all these N95 masks and we brought you 100. So they brought us 100 face masks for free for no reason. They're like, we just wanted you guys to be safe and you're our favorite.
Oh, I love that.
And I was like, how fucking awesome are you? And okay. then our face masks arrived. So now we have all the face masks.
Then I take back. How fucking cool is that? I take back what I said. That is an amazing story. And it restores some of my faith in humanity. I didn't have a whole lot. So it's like now at 2% instead of 1%.
I was so amazed. I was like, wow, people actually do have a heart still.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was fucking cool. And I gave them a really, really expensive bottle of wine as a thank you. So,
oh, I love that.
I know. I made a friend. All right, back to hookers and strip clubs.
Hookers and strip clubs. Yeah, let's stop talking about nice things in the world. So let's see. We're about almost at time. So I'm going to pick a state. And I think you should correlate it with a strip club story.
All of my state stories are strip club stories.
Okay, great.
Pick a good state, okay? Get creative here.
I don't know how to pick a good state, everybody, so I'll try my best. What's a good state? Arizona.
That's not a good one.
No, it's not a good one. Okay.
Don't waste our stripper episode. Whoa. I'm going to pick the state, okay?
Okay, do
this
it.
This state is going to be...
Best stripper story. What happened?
Oh, God. All right, it's going to be Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, God, I can just imagine. And mass holes. I know this is going to be a good one. I know too many people from that state.
Okay, so as I don't know if any of you know this, but I feature dance there a lot. And one of my best friends in the entire world lives there. So typically we get pretty rowdy. And when I was feature dancing there one year, there was a bachelor party and they were a fire crew. So they were like a bunch of firemen. And you know how, you know, manual labor men work really fucking hard. And when they let their hair down, they really let their hair down. So I am the most amazing human being until you piss me off when I'm drinking. And then I get really sassy. So I'm at the bar, I'm ordering shots of tequila. And this guy bumps into me, spills my shot all over. And so I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And he's like, I'm so sorry. I'll get you a shot and I'll take you to VIP. And I'm like, okay, great. Immediately happy, right? So what I didn't know is that
Does he know that you're a porn star?
No, not yet.
Point? Okay.
Not yet. So he was like, okay, so it's a bachelor party. So why don't you grab a couple of your girlfriends and we'll go to the back. And I'm like, okay. So I get all my girlfriends and we go to the back. And I was like, well, what are you guys celebrating? You guys are pretty rowdy. And they're like being fucking obnoxious, but in a fun way, like they're like dancing around and like twerking. And they're not in young guy, you know, your average 50-year-old man who's letting his hair down. So we're in the champagne room and he's like, oh, it's this guy's bachelor party. And I'm like, well, we have to do something special. And they're like, yeah, you have to give him a lap dance because you're the porn star. Because after a while, they figured out who I was and what I was doing there. So he kept trying to like touch my pussy because I was dancing over him and I was fully naked and kept trying to touch my pussy. And I'm like, you better fucking stop it or I'm going to pee on you because I have to go pee. And you've got officially 5 more minutes of this dance. And if you keep touching my vagina, I'm going to pee on your head. And so,
oh my God. So your reaction instead of getting a bouncer is I'm going to pee on you. Okay. Got it. Makes sense.
So we literally are, and mind you, I have panties on at this point because he kept trying to touch me and I just didn't want him to because I don't know where the fuck your filthy hands have been. And especially in Massachusetts, nasty.
Your now, body, your rules. That's the rule.
I put my panties back on. And he just kept trying. So I was like, all right, friends, every time he tries to touch it, it's another $100. I literally got up to $1,000 because he couldn't keep his fucking hands down. So finally I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to have to pee on your head then. And he's like, you won't do it. And I'm like, yes, I will. I've been drinking tequila all night.
Don't tempt her.
So, of course, all my friends already know I have the bladder of a fucking 2-year-old. And I'm basically like, I can't hold it for anything. I have to pee right now when I'm drinking. It's like there's no stopping it. So long story short, this poor man got the golden shower of his life, completely fucking drenched. And
wow,
they literally ended up PayPaling us all so much money because they were like, that's the hottest thing I've ever fucking seen in my life. And I need this every day. And to this day, every single time I go to Boston, they always come to see me every single time, every time. And I go like 3 or 4 times a year.
I just love how your business goes against every rule in any other business. If you peed on anybody, like if you had a bakery and you peed on somebody, they wouldn't come back to your bakery, but somehow you made a loyal customer for life. Insane. It's like backward world.
Well, and the best part of that whole story is this is one of the very first times I'd ever gone to Boston, and word got out. Like, this spread like a fucking wildfire.
Can you say the name of the club?
Yeah, sure. It's the Foxy Lady in Brockton, Massachusetts.
Okay.
I think, yeah, close enough to Boston. And
it's all the same area.
It's all fucking the same.
Even New Hampshire is considered Massachusetts.
So they literally, word got out, and I would have people that would come every single time and be like, are you the porn star that peed on someone? And it like I became famous for peeing on a fucking guy.
Wow. Just wow.
It's 4 years later and this still happens. So clearly my reputation is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
So a note for all you men out there, don't touch a person's pussy in the strip club because they might pee on you.
Well, don't say that because what if they like that?
Well,
I think what you should do if you would like to be peed on is just ask for it and I'm sure they will oblige.
I'm fairly
certain. Be a gentleman. About being wanting to be peed on. Just
but think about all the guys that don't want to be peed on and how disgusting that might be for them, even though I'm fucking in love with it.
Did the guy that you peed on like it?
Oh my God, he loved it. Oh, and I was dying laughing and I was in love with the whole fucking time that we were back there. Cause yeah. I was like, this is so outlandishly awful that I am in heaven.
His poor wife, he's probably like, hey, babe, can you fucking pee on me tonight? She's like, what the fuck? I didn't agree to any of this. Where did you get this from? This? Yeah. You weren't like this before we got married. Little does she know that his bachelor party.
Why do you smell like a fucking diaper?
Cheerios.
Oh, God. Anyways, that was my favorite story.
That's a good one. All right. Well,
I have like 3 other favorites, so I got to save those for good days.
Okay. Well, but I think that concludes
episode three.
I know we're
wow, chicka, wow,
we're on a roll. I'm excited.
We are on a roll. And hey, all you listeners out there, if you guys have something you want us to talk about, you should let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you want to hear.
You can email us at myfriendisapornstar@gmail.com, or you can Twitterize Alexis. Go ahead with yep. your name.
Alexis Monroe XXX on Twitter or alexismonroe.co on Instagram.
Yep.
And that's my cue to get that piss out of here. There is a tiny little child.
Piss off, everybody.